From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Monsoons and flooding areas of India this week, adding to the death toll of a season that's killed more than 1,200 across South Asia. A building collapsed in Mumbai, India, killing at least two, trapping around 30 others after days of flooding and rains in that city. Correspondent Anjana Pasricha in New Delhi.
Rescue workers are trying to pull people out of the rubble. This was a five-story residential building. It was a 117-year-old structure that had already been declared unsafe 6 years ago. So the speculation is that Tuesday's torrential rains further weakened it. It housed about 12 families. It was a huge operation. About 200 rescuers have been at work. They've been hammering at the concrete slabs to rescue those trapped inside.
India's neighbors have also been hit by the monsoon season, which began in June, has affected more than 20 million people, 40 million that is. Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Nepal have experienced severe flooding that forced hundreds of thousands of people from their homes. As rescue and recovery from Hurricane Harvey continues in the southeastern region of the U.S. state of Texas, the White House assures storm victims that it is not going anywhere and that money to help them will be there. Vice President Mike Pence visited Texas.
When Congress reconvenes next week, the president will be calling on our nation's lawmakers, including all of those gathered here, to take immediate action to pass additional funding for federal disaster assistance for families and businesses affected by this storm.
The storm-rated death toll is now 37 hundreds of thousands displaced. This is VOA News. Even as the southern U.S. states of Texas and Louisiana struggle to recover from Hurricane Harvey, another powerful storm is gaining strength over the Atlantic. Irma has intensified to a Category 3 hurricane, appears to be heading toward the Caribbean and the southeastern United States. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Irma is expected to reach the Lesser Antilles by the middle of next week and then turn toward the U.S. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says he has signed orders to deploy additional American troops to Afghanistan beyond the 11,000 currently serving there. He says the additional troops would mostly advise and enable the Afghan forces to fight more effectively against the Taliban and more than a dozen terror groups in Afghanistan. The secretary said he would provide the public with more information once he has completed the orders, notified Congress next week of the military's next steps. The United States is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and two annex buildings located in Washington, D.C. and New York City. That story now from VOA's Bill Gallo.
The U.S. State Department said this was in response to the Kremlin's decision to shrink the U.S. diplomatic mission in Russia. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert said in a statement that the U.S. believes the action was unwarranted and detrimental to the overall relationship between the two countries. Last month, Moscow ordered the United States to cut its diplomatic and technical staff in Russia by more than half, to 455 people, after Congress overwhelmingly approved new sanctions against Russia. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
The action by Washington was a move Moscow greeted with regret as relations between the nuclear-armed powers took another dive. At the start of Donald Trump's presidency in January, the Republican leader said he hoped for improved relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Iraq's prime minister has declared victory over Islamic State in the city of Tal Afar and the entire province of Nineveh. While the fight for the city was swift, U.S. Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, the commander of coalition forces fighting IS in Iraq and Syria, says the coalition was planning for tough fights still ahead. Foreigners who were denied entry into the United States as a result of President Trump's travel ban will now receive help from the government to reapply for visas under a lawsuit settlement that's been reached. Mr. Trump signed an executive order within a week of taking office that banned people from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from entering the United States.
That's the latest world news from VOA.